Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union National Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate you. Please follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Just type in the Union Edge. And joining me from the Tennessee AFL-CIO, we've got Alyssa Hansen. Alyssa, welcome back.
Hey, Charles. Thanks for having me. Glad to be back as always.
Always a pleasure. We appreciate it. And, my goodness, you guys have got a little bit of a dogfight on your hands down there. A lot of people in Tennessee, Republicans, Democrats, Independents, are saying, hey, you know what, Governor? We want to be protected. We want to have health care coverage. What's going on?
Well, I think dogfight is putting it lightly. I know when you and I talked, oh, goodness, back in January or February, we were talking about the special session that was held for Insure Tennessee, which was going to be our version of expanding Medicaid. You know, we have right. all this free money, and, you know, unfortunately that failed twice while the legislature was in session, once during the regular session and once during the special session. And now just this morning, a couple hours ago, our Tennessee Democratic Party chair and a handful of Democratic state reps down here held a press conference calling on Governor Haslam to hold another special session and bring this thing to the floor for a full vote, because that has not happened yet. And just, I believe, a week or so ago, Vanderbilt University released a poll saying that, I believe, 60-64, something like that, percent of Tennesseans want to see Insure Tennessee passed, want to see it brought to the floor for a vote, because they know that this is the right thing to do. I mean, people are dying. This would save lives if it was passed.
You know, that's a pretty significant part of your population, 64-65% of the population. And the governor's hemming and hawing about having a discussion and having a vote?
Well, he is, and he has been saying for weeks now, not months yet, but I think we're pushing months, definitely weeks, that, you know, well, nothing's really changed. Why am I going to hold a special session if the same thing's going to happen that's already happened twice? Well, clearly, that's not the case. He's been saying all this before this poll came out. And like you said, Charles, you know, a percentage in the low 60s, that's not even, you know, 51%. That's a significant chunk of Tennesseans, you know, Republican and Democrat, who are saying, you know, again, this is the right thing to do. This is going to help people, working people who, you know, either aren't afforded health care coverage or can't afford it. This is going to help them, you know, improve their lives. I mean, who, in their right mind, who could say no to that?
I don't know, but I think a lot of people are saying yes to it. And, you know, I would venture to guess that the governor was not elected by 65% of the population of the state. I don't know. But I'd also venture to guess that many of the members of the House and the Senate in Tennessee weren't elected by 65% of the population either. That's, you know, when you have that many people talking about it, and the more you talk about it, the faster that number tends to grow. And again, I'm kind of shocked that the governor is just trying to walk away from this.
Well, it's disappointing. And the thing is, as far as I'm aware, he hasn't, you know, issued any kind of response, you know, even if it's a sentence to today's press conference. But the thing that's interesting is that, well, not interesting, I guess, that's telling is that, you know, a lot of Republicans and Democrats have said when it comes to Insure Tennessee, you know, it's not a political issue. Obviously, Tennessee is a very political state. But in terms of Insure Tennessee, that's not a political issue. It's a moral issue. And it's
right.
about doing the right thing for your constituents, whether or not, you know, they voted for you or they share your party preferences or whatever it may be.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. And my goodness, I mean, what's the local media saying about this?
The local media has, I'm glad you asked about that, because I was just getting ready to chime in with that. They have been hammering lawmakers down here on this for refusing to do anything, for voting it down twice, because just a couple weeks ago, the Tennessean, our big newspaper down here, released a list of all of the lawmakers who are on the state health insurance plan, how much they contribute towards it, how much we contribute towards their health insurance, and a lot of them, mostly Republicans, were not happy. And we said, you know, well, not we, but Tennesseans, you know, said, guys, this is public record. We're not violating HIPAA. We're not looking at your medical records.
Yeah.
As taxpayers, you have a right to know where your money's going.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You got a right to know where your money's going. And, you know, quite honestly, you got a right to know what the heck your elected officials up to. And, you know, that kind of thing where, you know, it's good enough for me, but it's not good enough for you, is the kind of thing that's getting a lot of elected officials into hot water. You know, I'm thinking about Paul Ryan, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, you know, Paul Ryan, when he was a young man, his father passed, and he collected Social Security all the way up through college. And we as a nation have decided that that kind of thing is appropriate, and that's how we help people, and that's how we, you know, support them in standing up for themselves and standing up for their communities. But for Paul Ryan to pull the ladder up behind it, saying, well, nobody else should collect Social Security, you know, that's not right. It's not cricket. And I think that Americans, not just Tennesseans, but Americans, when they hear those kinds of things, they know it's hooey.
It is. It absolutely is. And, you know, again, I think people in Tennessee, like you said, not maybe just Tennessee, but, you know, throughout the country, I think, you know, it may not seem like it all the time, but people are starting to really get tired of the hypocrisy. I mean, not just with what's going on in our state, but with other things, you know, throughout the country.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the tide will turn. It's just a matter of time.
Absolutely. Hey, Alyssa, anything else going on down in Tennessee that we should know about?
Not so much. I mean, the legislature's out of session, so that was our big news for the day. But, of course, you know, that's something that our office, you know, has been watching closely and, you know, keeping an eye on. So any updates, we will pass them along to you guys.
Well, that's always exciting, I know. And it's kind of fun to have them out so there's, you know, at least less damage that they can do sometimes. But the long and short of it is, Alyssa, how do we find out more about you and the Tennessee AFL-CIO?
Sure. You can, if you're on Facebook, you can just search Tennessee AFL-CIO Labor Council. You can find us on Twitter at TNAFL-CIO, and you can always visit our website at www.tnaflcio.org.
Absolutely. And Alyssa, we appreciate it very much, and we look forward to talking again soon.
Likewise, Charles. Sounds good.
Talk to you soon. That was Alyssa Hansen of the Tennessee AFL-CIO. And for those of you who have noticed, yes, she is a Pittsburgher who's been transplanted. And it's a wonderful thing to have a little bit of Steeler and Yinzer down in Tennessee, I got to tell you. But in the meantime, I'm Charles Showalter, and you're listening to the Union Edge Labor's Talk Radio.